I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate July 14th. A few star patterns are easy to pick out. There's Orion with his prominent belt, there's the Big Dipper, and on summer evenings there's Scorpius. It really does look like a scorpion skittering along the horizon. Some of the stars that outline the scorpion are related. They were born from the same giant complex of gas and dust. That includes Antares, the scorpion's bright orange heart. Antares and the other family members we can see with our eyes alone are all supergiants, many times the size and mass of the Sun. And all of them are quite young, no more than 10 million to 15 million years old. None of these show-offs will stick around much longer, though. Such heavy stars burn through their nuclear fuel in a hurry. At the end of their short lives, they explode, briefly outshining the combined light of most of the galaxy's other stars. But the supergiants aren't the only stars in this impressive family. Thousands of smaller and fainter stars have been born in the same complex, and thousands more are taking shape today, less flashy stars that will outlive their brilliant siblings. Scorpius is in the south at nightfall, quite low above the horizon. It has a curving body with a prominent stinger at the end, like a big letter J. Some cultures have seen it as a fishhook. Either way, it's one of the easiest star patterns to pick out in all the night sky. More about Scorpius tomorrow. You can find more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.